This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
These are, let's just call them unfortunate events, okay? So there are certain unfortunate events that can happen in people's lives, right? There's abuse, right? Which could be in all kinds of different forms, right? Could be drug abuse, could be child abuse, could be spouse abuse, could be, verbal, could be physical. There are all kinds of different, abuses. There's poverty, right? Now, there are different definitions and distinctions around poverty. If you listen to Felix Dennis, who's worth about $900 million, he says poverty is anything less than $250,000 a year. Now, I think most people wouldn't agree with that, but there are different forms of poverty. I have been dead broke twice in my life. Like, dead broke meaning I did not have enough money to pay the bills. And I remember getting payday advances, and you know the percentages on those things, or maybe you don't, hopefully you don't, right? But I remember getting payday advances. I remember paying all of my bills late. Did Felix pass away? I did not know that. Entertaining dude. Ah, rest in peace. There's abuse, there's poverty, we could go into all kinds of childhood issues, right? By the way, another one I didn't mention around abuse, it could be drug abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, could be all kinds of things. All kinds of different childhood things, parental divorce, could be that you were picked on as a kid, could be that you were bullied in school, could be, so there's all, let's just label some of these out. Okay, bullied, I can't even spell it. Okay, bullied, poverty could be current or past. I won't mention any names, but I recently chatted with one of our rank makers who shared with me that their family used to go down to the dump, and that's where they used to find clothes. That's where they used to find clothes for them to wear to school. They used to go down to the dump and find cans, and as long as they weren't open, they would take those things home and try to eat it. All right. And so there are different levels that people just don't understand. Right. Let's see, what else? Jobs, right? Busy, kids, okay? If you got four kids or three kids and two jobs, right? Non-supportive friends or family, okay? Non-supportive friends or family. What else we got? What are some other things that are unfortunate events? Or unfortunate even circumstances, right? We could say that, or unfortunate circumstances. Because an event means it's kind of in the past. Circumstance means it could be going on right now. Could be going right now. Like maybe did bad in school. Okay. Maybe been homeless. Maybe you have been at this thing for many years, right? So years of failing. Okay? years of failing. What else? What am I missing here? Homelessness, downsizing, you know, fired, laid off. Hey, let's talk, you know, let's go a little bit different direction. Maybe you're born deaf. Maybe you're a single parent. Okay. Maybe you have been suicidal or even attempted suicide. Okay. Health issues. Okay. So are there more? Are there more? Right? Death and family. Okay. Are there more? Yes. Disability, fall under health. So we could have a misery party all day long, right? Different language than English. Okay. So what I've put up here, and there's more, right? If we had, you know, we mentioned disabled, but if we had hours, we could literally spend hours coming up with unfortunate events or unfortunate circumstances. And so this right here is a list that you view through one of two lenses, okay? It either looks to you like a why to or a why not to, okay? So some people look at these different things and you know, maybe they've had all of them. You know, that would be unfortunate if someone had all of them. I mean, let me see. I have not had all of them. I've had, you know, was not born deaf. And technically I've never been homeless. I have lived on my buddy's couch. I don't consider that homeless. Like homeless, I consider you do not have a roof over your head. I have lived on my buddy's couch. I've actually lived on a few buddy's couches over the years. And not deaf, but I think about every other one. You either see this as these are the reasons why I can't, or you see these as the reasons why you must. And so this is something that is so critical for you to understand. It's so critical, okay? And you know, I don't talk about it a lot because I'm not looking to get sympathy or whatever. But I'll give you two quick instances. I remember in kindergarten, and so I'm what is that, five, six, maybe? My parents had split, and I was living with my dad and my stepmom, and stepmom was very abusive. Didn't have a lot of friends. Reading between the lines, I think people at work, that her job kind of, you know, wasn't nice to her, kind of picked on her. So she took it out on me. I was the punching bag. And so I'll give you two quick instances. So I would visit my mom like every other weekend and, you know, and then I was staying with, you know, dad and stepmom. And so I was sick of wearing my stepsister's hand-me-downs to school, right? And, you know, like just not cool shirts, just not cool, right? I was sick of it. And so one weekend when I was with my mom, I got I snuck in a Harley Davidson shirt because I thought that was cool, right? And so I smuggled, now think about this, the mind of a five-year-old, okay? I smuggled a Harley Davidson shirt into the house. And usually the stepmom, Carol, she would leave for work early. And so, you know, I got up and, you know, she saw me and I got my, you know, crappy stepsister hand-me-down shirt on. And so she saw me and I thought she left. Okay. So I took off the crappy shirt, put on the Harley Davidson shirt, right? And I'm feeling cool, man. And so I don't know what happened. Not sure why she didn't leave, but she busted me. And she punched me in the nose, gave me a big bloody nose. I don't know if that caused it, but actually throughout my whole childhood, I had a lot of bloody noses, like just for no reason, right? And so she gave me a bloody nose, and you know, I had to put the other shirt back on. And when I went to kindergarten, I had to tell them that I ran into a door. I'll give you one more example. Another example, one morning I woke up, I was very sick. And just sick to my stomach, just not good. I don't know what it was, right? And so she really loved to feed me stuff I hated. And I hated cream of wheat, hated it. And so, you know, I told her, oh, I'm not feeling good. Eat your cream of wheat. Okay. And so I take one bite of the cream of wheat, I vomit into the you know, stuff. And she sees this and she says, eat it. Like she wanted me to eat it with the vomit in there, right? And I just wouldn't do it. I'm just not going to do it. So she grabbed a fork and stabbed me in the chest. Now, I could use that. I could be repeating this in therapy. I could be telling this to all the people around me. I could be using that as my reason why I can't have success. I was so abused as a kid. And guys, I'm just giving you two instances, man. I'm giving you two tiny little instances. So I could use that and say, here's why Ray can't be successful. Here's the reason. Okay. And so I could use that my whole life. And some people do. I use it because I know there are people out there that have been abused. And I know there are people out there that maybe didn't have the level of love that they deserved as a kid. And so I show up. I show up to show them what's possible. I show up to show them that a broken person, someone who has been busted wide open, can make a difference, can make an impact. So why I have to is what other people use as why they can't. Why they can't. Okay? I've told you I've been dead broke twice. Childhood not great. I got bullied a lot. I remember middle school. I'm not going to go through every instance, guys, because I'm really not trying to create a bunch of sympathy for me. But I do remember being held down and beaten with what do they call those things? The locker blocks? I don't know. You know the things that you put on a school locker? I remember these two kids, Steve and someone else, held me down and beat me with the lock thing. Jobs, had lots of jobs, right? Been fired, been laid off, kids. Didn't finish high school on time, never finished college. I haven't been homeless, but I've slept on, you know, several different couches. Had many years of failing. And I will tell you, you know, something I really don't talk about a lot is I actually did get, and I've hesitated to talk about this much. And you know, at some point I'll have the courage to really dive into it. But when I was, I think 18, I was actually Baker acted for attempted suicide. And I don't talk about that much. You know, I don't know if I've ever talked about it. I'm not sure. But all of these things are why I show up. These are the reasons I show up. I'm here fighting for the underestimated, for the abused, for the depressed, for the person padlocked. That's the end. Yes, padlocked. I'm here. This stuff drives me because I know that someone needs to hear my message. And hey, if you're looking at this yesterday and you're like, poof, geez, yikes, and success, you know, things are just going smoothly for you, then awesome, way to go. You don't have to have this stuff in your life, but I'll be honest, you're not really who I'm showing up for. You don't need me to show up like that, okay? I'm showing up for the people that need it. I'm showing up for the people that need that. I'm showing up for the people who didn't have every break, who has been broken many times. And so I want you to take a look at this a little bit differently, okay? If you've had some kind of abuse in your life, and I would say if you haven't, you're the minority. So this is no longer, this isn't, I'm not an authority to say no longer. So I don't know, maybe this has been forever, but I would say if you've never experienced abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, drug abuse, any of that stuff, okay? If you haven't experienced any kind of abuse, you are the minority. But let me tell you one way to look at this. You can look at abuse and say, here's why I just don't believe in myself. Here's why I can't succeed like those other people do. Or you can say, you know what? I'm going to show people who also went through abuse what's possible. See, this is a responsibility. I wasn't handed these unfortunate events or circumstances to just have them happen to me and me become a beanbag that just lays on the ground. These, I believe, now I'm not wishing these on anybody, and I'm not wishing them on me, but I know this will sound strange, and I know some will argue with me, but I'm grateful for them. I'm grateful for every single one of them because they created the mindset that I have right now. For me to repel any of these things, right? And I don't have them all. I don't have them all. But for me to repel any of these things and say, I wish that this didn't happen. I wish that this didn't happen. I wish that this was different. If only this didn't happen. If only this. For me to do that is for me to reject me and who I've become because of them. Like maybe if I'm not, you know, yanked out of bed, thrown against a closet and stomped almost every day for many, many years, if that doesn't happen to me, maybe I become a total jerk as a parent. Maybe I become abusive. Maybe I abuse my kids if I didn't go through that. So maybe me going through that not only helped my kids not go through it, but also helped me create the mindset that I have to show up for those who were abused, okay? I don't, just to be very clear, I'm sharing this stuff with you, just to be very, I don't wear this as a woe is me. I wear it as my duty. I have a duty to show up for the people who've been abused. I have a duty for the people who haven't had every break in life. I have a duty to show up for the people that have been punched in the face, that have been stabbed, that have been kicked, that have broken hearts. I didn't write that up here, right? Didn't write, you know, did I write divorce? I don't know, but I write divorce, all those different things. I didn't write everything. I have a duty to show up for these people. For every kind of person that has gone through these kind of things, I have a duty. You've been through foreclosure, you've been abused as a kid, you've gone through divorce, you've been dead broke, right? I have to show up. I have to. This is my why to. I have to show up. Now, some people will use this as, this is why I can't. This is why I can't. I can't because of this, this, and this, Ray. I can't. Look at this. I've told you guys, one of the most impactful moments of my entire career, of my entire life, was seeing a gentleman cross the stage and give his acceptance speech in sign language because he was born deaf. Guys, my good buddy, guy I coached years ago, not on network marketing, but on branding and social media, Matt Morris, homeless. Saw him getting his $1 million reward this week. Okay? I guarantee you, you want to hear about bullied? There was a certain gentleman, went to school in Africa, was pushed downstairs, was bullied almost every day, and he became a billionaire. And that's Elon Musk. Look it up. Created PayPal, Tesla, SpaceX, right? So maybe he shows up for these people, okay? You want to talk about sexual abuse? There's a lady that was abused over and sexually abused over and over and over and over by family members. She also became a billionaire, and that's Oprah Winfrey. So you're either using all of this shit that happened to you as the reason why you must show up, or you're using it to stay little tiny. You're using, here's why I can't do anything, Ray. I'm just on my back. I can't do anything. But yet I can checkbox every single one of these things. Every single one of these things. I know single moms with six kids that were dead broke that created success in network marketing. But you'll have people say, Ray, I got kids and a job. Can't do it. Can't do it. So that thing, or those things, those circumstances, or those events that you are taking as the reasons why you can't succeed, why you can't do anything, right? Those reasons are the exact reasons someone else is succeeding. They're the exact reasons why someone else is showing up. They're the exact reasons why someone is playing big through the pain. It's your choice. See, these events, not your choice. You didn't choose this. Did I choose, right? Did I choose to get stomped on every morning? I didn't choose that. Did I choose to be dead broke? Didn't choose it. Did I choose to be bullied? You know, all this stuff, right? Did I choose a girl that I was totally in love with, have her sleep with two of my friends? Did I choose that? I didn't choose these things, and neither did you. You didn't choose any of these things. What you choose is how you react to them. It's how you show up because of them. You either show up like an inspiration engine that is meant to impact anybody. If you had abuse, what if you just tweaked it, man? What if you just turned that little dial and said, you know what? I'm here to serve all who've been abused. What if you just tweaked the dial instead of said, oh, I'm on my back, I'm a little turtle, I can't flip over, right? What if you just tweaked it and said, you know what? Maybe I was abused so I could be an example, so I could show up to impact all those people who are abused. What if there are people with terminal cancer? There are people with all kinds. You know, I look at my buddy Mark, right? Who, Mark, hey, he did pass away, right? At his wake, right? So we're at Mark Overson's wake. And I'm talking to I don't know who, right? Someone. Like a distant cousin of Mark's, who, like the week before, now just understand, Mark went from vibrant, healthy, great shape, everything, to a skeleton. I mean, he was a skeleton, man, and just pure bone. I mean, just bone, no sunken in, just bone, right? And I was talking to one of his distant cousins at his wake, at his favorite bar, which unfortunately his favorite drink was Long Island iced tea, so we had lots of those. But I'm talking to a distant cousin of Mark's, and he says to me, he goes, yeah, you know, God, it was really surprising when, you know, my son, this is a distant cousin, when, you know, my son was getting married and Mark showed up. Mark and Shannon showed up, and he... He goes to his distant cousin's son's wedding, and this is the week before he dies. He goes there, and he stands up out of his wheelchair. He stands up out of his wheelchair the week before he dies and gives this great speech. He wasn't, woe is me. He wasn't, I'm going to die. The dude was doing Facebook Lives up until his death. He went and talked at a local school the week before. The week before he died, he went to his local school and gave a speech to the athletes. You either use this stuff as the reasons why you can't do anything in life, or you use them to drive you. To drive you with so much fire to go out there and impact people, to go and make a difference, to go and speak to the person that went through abuse and show them what's possible. Your story, if you've been through these different things And there's, you know, we could, again, we could spend hours. I'm positive there's things we didn't list on here, right? We could spend hours filling this board 10 times over. Whatever your version of unfortunate events or unfortunate circumstances, whatever they are, right? You either use them as, here's why I can't, I got three jobs, I'm tired at the end of the day, I barely get to talk to my kids. Well, use that! Use that to drive you! Don't use it to lay over. Don't use it to roll over on the couch or Netflix it. Don't use that stuff to play small. Use it to play big. Use it as the reason to show up. Use it as the reason to go out there and make a difference. Get up off your wheelchair. Stand at that mic. Go to your school. Tell them your story. But you know what? You got to go make it happen. Guys, none of you would be here, right? I know you may not admit it, but none of you would be here if I'm just, hey, Ray here, still in foreclosure, really sucks. No one's buying that membership. You have to take all of this, all of it, everyone that you can check off, and I'm sure there's 100,000 more that we could, I didn't put on here, you know, left-handed, I got a sprained ankle. I'm sure there's 100,000 other things that are unfortunate events, unfortunate circumstances, and for many of you, we could spend 8 hours doing it, and you'd still be, you know, you'd still be throwing more stuff, man. My eyebrow's a little askew, I can't get a good haircut, I got a receding hairline, right? You come up with 100,000 more things, use that. Use that as, I'm just going to put it on you. You got a tough story, bullied, abuse, drugs, homeless, suicidal, depressed, death of a spouse, death of a family, unfortunate death of a child. If you have these things, okay, if you have these things, then maybe, just maybe, if you're a disabled veteran, maybe it's your duty to go out there and show up for all the disabled veterans. You've been abused, it's your duty to show up for all of those who are abused. If you've gone through poverty, it's your duty to show what's possible from someone who went through poverty. If you've been in foreclosure, you've been bankruptcy, you've been divorced, you've been single mom, you've been abused, it's your duty to show up for all of that category. And so I'm just going to tell you, you got a tough story where you can check all these things off, okay? Then you have a big responsibility. You got a big responsibility for showing up. You got a big responsibility for being the example. You got a big responsibility. This isn't the chains. This isn't the chains that chain you down and hold you down. This is the fire. This is the fire you walk through so that you can be more inspiring. Hey, if someone comes on here and says, I just had success really fast. It was amazing. It was awesome. I didn't have any of these struggles. Is that inspiring? See, inspiring is, you had this, you did it anyway. You had this, you did it anyway. You had this, you did it anyway. You had this, you did it anyway! You did all these things, and you did it anyway. You showed up despite. That's inspiration. The absence of these things, the absence of all these things, that's not inspiring. Who does that inspire? Who does it inspire? Nobody. I just got a clean slate, Ray. I don't have any, nothing bad ever happened to me. It's just not very inspiring. It doesn't fire me up. It doesn't get me excited. If Amy Murphy comes in here and says, hey, my first year's in network marketing, I'm million dollar earner dog. That's not inspiring. I'm like, wow, talented. Jeez, impressive. No, she comes in here and says, 17 years. I made $3,000, 17 years. Now I'm $1 million. That's inspiring. Have you been at it 17 years? Have you been at it like Amy? Have you been at it for 10 years? Or are you just complaining because the last 3 months you haven't made any money? All of those things are designed to make you more inspirational. You can't change them. I don't wish them on you. I wish they didn't happen to you, right? I don't wish that for me. I don't wish that those things didn't happen to me because I don't know what my mindset would be. I don't know what my mindset would be like if I didn't go through those things. And so I don't wish them away. I don't repel them. I don't reject them. I say they happened
And that's what formed this right here. And this is why I show up. Those things is why I got this, and that's why I show up. And so you get to choose. You didn't choose the circumstances or the events, but you get to choose how you react to them. So I hope you react big. I want to see your story. I want to see you on stages all over the world. I want to see you impacting people that I'll never meet. I want to see you impacting villages and countries that I'll never visit. I want you to take your story that used to be your sob story, that used to be the why not, the why I can't, and I want you to start using it why you must. Why you must show up, why you have to. You have the responsibility for every person that's been abused, for every person that's been dead broke, for every person that's had a bad relationship. All of those reasons are the reasons you need to show up. And so I hope this is helpful. I hope that you show up. I really do. I'm rooting for you, man. I'm rooting for you. I want to see you succeed. But if you keep clinging to the stuff from the past or even the obstacles of the current, right, of the present, then you ain't gonna make it, man. You ain't gonna inspire anybody. You gotta use that stuff as the fuel. That's the wood you're throwing into the furnace. That's gonna inspire people all over the world. If you've had it easy, it's just not that inspiring, right? Congrats, but it's just not that inspiring. The more struggles you've had, the more inspiring you are. So I love you guys.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.